What's good, Love everybody? This is Radio. Girl Miss Chocolate, and we are live right here on WMTV.
People trying to party.
Yes, we can tell it, but half night.
Still time for the party getting started. I feel funky, babe.
Chocolate, and we are live right here on WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show, and we have a live special guest. We're going to go ahead and we're going to let her introduce herself to the world. What's going on, love? How you doing?
Hey, everyone. How are you doing? This is Latice calling.
All right, Latice. So, hey, we're going to go ahead and get down to the good stuff. Now, what made you start doing music?
So basically, since I was a child, I was into music. Like most people back around, starting off in the church, in school, basically was in chorus, played some instruments and things of that nature. Music is just life for me. It's really my therapy. So I basically started when I was a child.
Okay, okay. And All right. So your history in the music, how long has that been though?
So consistently for me doing music now, consistently I really got into like the writing part of things, and then actually going into the studio and doing a little bit of producing, and then also doing my single vocals about 10 years ago. Basically what caused that was, like most people, you know, a relationship type thing happened. So that's what sparked my penmanship to start writing and to getting into the music thing consistently and heavily.
Okay, cool. And what was actually your inspiration? Like, who inspired you to really, like, start doing what you're doing? Like, who was the person that you looked up to that actually made you like, okay, this is what I want to do, or this is how I want to do things?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, growing up as, like, a teenager, I really looked up to a lot of the girl groups. So a lot of the groups back then was, like, Escape, your SWVs, and then some of the solo artists, definitely Brandy. Like, that was my favorite artist growing up. Monica, Nicole Rays, and, you know, like, Aaliyah, Missy Elliott, Timberland Magoo, like, that was my era. So they really inspired me to always wanted to do music. But as far as, like, for me to push to start doing the writing, to really get out there and to start doing my own music, my brother was more so my inspiration for that. He pushed me.
Okay. You named a lot of people that I helped get to the top. That's a great thing.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of the acts you name are a lot of the artists that I help establish their careers when they
get
out in the
music.
Yes, so,
well, thank you for that.
You are definitely welcome.
That was an era.
Yes. So let's talk about this song called Touch. What inspired you to come out with this song? Like, what made you, like, even the title, what made you come out with the title and what inspired you to write that song?
Well, my inspiration is the person that I'm with now, my man.
Okay.
But I just felt like it was time to kind of get back into, like, a more of a, you know, a chill yet sexy vibe when it comes to R&B. Even though it's like a little, it's sexual, but it's not like explicit raw sexual. It's like bring you back to get your sexy back, to have some intimacy when it comes to relationships and just having like a real cool, chill vibe with the person that you're with, and just expressing yourself and just showing them how you feel about them and, like, basically letting them know, like, you love them and you feeling them and you missing them. And when you come around, this is how I need for you to make me feel.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. The little birds
yes,
on the little bugs and stuff. Okay.
Yes.
So, we go ahead and play this song. Go ahead and say that again.
Like a little 90s feel to it, but you know, it's more relevant for today's time as well.
Okay. I'm not mad at that at all. So we're going to go ahead and introduce this song to the world. And we're going to introduce this to the world. Okay. What's the name of the song? Go ahead and introduce it to the world. Let everybody know about this song.
Hey, everybody. This is Latisse, and the song that's about to play is my new single that's out on all major platforms, and I'm introducing it here on The Real Miss Chocolate Show, and it's called Touch.
All right. Right here on WMQP 107.3 FM.
Honestly. Baby, it's been a while. Been missing you for some time. Can't wait to see you later tonight to spend some quality time. Missing the way you rub on me. Missing the way you touch and please me. Tonight, tonight. Been waiting for a while to see what I've been missing. Let's do some reminiscing, boy. Can you tell that I've been missing? Got me in a crazy position, boy. Heavy on my mind. Baby, there's no time, no time for much relaxing. Trying to get straight to the action, too. To the bed we lay. Sit back while I play this genuine selection. Hope you're ready for this session, too. Touch me. Teacher, I've been real bad. So boy, let's play. Hands on my thighs, you know I like. Pull me closer, baby. Bend me over, hit it from the back. Make me scream your name. Having a time, coming for a ride. But you're vibing in that J. Don't want this feeling to ever stop. Let's make it last while you
touch me.
Golden voice.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You sound like that in person too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay then. Okay. I know you did. You know, some artists don't even sound like they perform their music on record. And just by me hearing your music, I could tell that you're very talented, and your music that you write is basically on a personal level of experience.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you have the gift, you have the look, and you have the plus. So what is your you know, what do you want to share with the world? Like, what is your next step?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm just out here just grinding, trying to like learn the music business a little bit a little more, not just keeping it at the writer and singing level, getting out here, networking with other artists, especially from where I'm from. I'm not from the Georgia area. I'm from another state. So right now it's just going out there and building the team.
What area are you from? Go ahead and shout out your area. Where are you from?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I'm from Philadelphia, PA. So I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So around here, we call it the tri-state area. So it's more like New Jersey, Delaware. That area around here is where basically I'm out here networking with DJs, other artists, showcases, things of that nature. In the studio, producing along with my other half. He's also an artist. So we just out here together, like, grinding for both of us. And that's basically it, writing this music, going in the studio, laying these tracks down, and getting it out here to the world.
Okay. Well, I'm letting you know that you're not just dealing with a CEO of the radio station. Are for a lot of major record labels. I do PR work for a lot of major record labels and management companies. I am a management and I do distribution, distributing, and business consulting. And I'm a published relation also. So I'm saying to you, while we live on air, when y'all get the budget up, no matter if it's 15 to 2,000 to whatever, let me know and I will break you on different radio stations. That's basically where you need to hit your music. I really don't like artists hustling backwards because it really don't help the artist. Back then when I started off doing music, pushing people on radio, breaking them on Urban One and Radio One radio stations and K97.5 in Raleigh, North Carolina. I broke a lot of people from Lil Bootsy and a lot of people on radio. Mary J. Blige and a lot of folks. So radio is the mainstream for artists to really tap into the world. If you want the world to hear your music, and you want to get paid shows, that's where you want, that's the lane that you want to go. Don't hustle and doing these showcases where it really doesn't benefit you, because all you're doing is performing in front of other artists. And these artists are actually trying to get to the same location, the level that you're trying to basically get to. And that's to make it on a bigger main lane. I'm really grateful and thankful that you had was on my live, and no, actually you seen a post. You seen a post that I sent out for doing a music review, and you was like one of the first or the second artists that hit me up, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna see what she working with. And then when I heard that song, I was like, oh my God, this girl got a voice. You have a voice of golden, and it definitely need to be heard worldwide. You don't need to play with it. So,
thank you.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you on a major level. And I'm really looking forward to seeing you and your husband make it on a major level, because that's where it's at. So let's get back to you, Miss Lady. So when you started doing music, what was like your journey of it? Like, because a lot of artists have different journeys or different stories to tell. What was like your most experienced journey of starting doing your music?
I mean, the journey really was just as a younger child. Like, I've always just loved music, and I love different types of music. Like, I grew up in a suburban area. The area is typically might have had 30, 40 blacks, and the rest was like a Jewish community. And then Caucasian community, but I always was just really into music. My mom had me in church when I was younger, so I was singing in the church choir. A lot of the times when they would have the talent shows, that was a time for us to be able to, showcase the music that we liked, as coming up and things of that nature, showcasing the R&B and the rap and things of that nature in the communities that we grew up with. And then just going just down the road, I used to dabble, like, into, like, writing just a little bit, but then, you know, like, starts to happen, you know, like, starts life in, took a little break or whatever, and then, yeah, like I said, like, 10 years ago, about 10 years ago, that's when my brother was pushing me to start doing my music again, because, like you said, you know, you can end up losing that gift if you're not, you know, appreciating it and continuing to do it. And that's basically what was going on. Like, I wasn't appreciating the gift that God gave me, but other people were seeing it within me. So they'd be like, well, what are you doing with your music? Nothing. Nothing at all, until my brother literally was like, no, we got to do something. Like, this, like, God gave you something to showcase the world with, and, like, this is something that we're going to do, and we're going to learn this music business one way or another. So he really was the one that pushed me to start doing it.
Okay, so, shout out to your brother. This big brother, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, shout out to big brother. Yeah. Definitely, yep. Shout out to big brother for you and not making you give up on your goals and dreams, because that's basically what it takes for support group. And a lot of artists don't have that. You'd be surprised how many family members don't even support people when it comes to music. You know, they be like, that's the devil. No, God gave you the gift to give to cherish your music. And no. When God gives you a gift, that means you need to use it. And
Yeah,
so I definitely love that your brother was able to inspire you to make those moves.
Yeah.
Okay, so, for all the people that's tuned in, you are listening to Latisse. And we're going to definitely, matter of fact, introduce this song again, because we're going to get tuned in. It just logged in on the show. And then we're going to get back with you so you can give out your social media information. And if anything that you want to put out there, you can, because the airwaves are about you, all right?
Yes, ma'am. So once again, my name is Latisse, and the song that you're about to hear is called Touch.
All right. We're on WMQP 107.3, The Miss Chocolate Show.
Honestly, maybe it's been a while, been missing you for some time. Can't wait to see you later tonight to spend some quality time. Missing the way you rub on me, missing the way you touch and please me. Real bad, so boy, let's play. Hands on my thighs, you know I like. Pull me closer, baby. Bend me over, hit it from the back. Make me scream your name. Having a time, coming for ride. But you're vibing in that day. Don't want this feeling to ever stop.
Let's make it last. Why you touch me? Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Latisse. Okay then. So you is doing your thing, Miss Lady. Keep doing it, and don't give up no matter what goes on. Keep striving.
Thank
keep striving. You're welcome. And go ahead and give everybody your information, your social media, to how they can contact you or find your music.
Yes, I'm on all social platforms underneath Latisse Music, underscore, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, all those social media platforms. That single right there is on all platforms as well. And yeah, that's basically how you can reach me, is through my social media.
Okay. And all right, where can they find your music?
On all platforms. I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, what are some of the other ones? YouTube, AudioMac, pretty much everyone. Pretty much every social platform that's out there, you can find my music on there.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Latisse, and you're definitely going to be seeing more of her. And definitely appreciate Latisse calling in, doing this live interview on WMQP 107.3 FM on the Miss Chocolate Show. And there's anybody that you want to shout out?
Absolutely. First, I want to shout out to you. Thank you for taking the time out to even, you know, give me a review on my music, listening to my music, giving me this opportunity to be able to share who I am with the world and to the listeners. Definitely shout out to God, because he's the reason why I have the talent that I have now. He's the reason that I'm going on and I'm pushing for everything. Shout out to my family, my man. We say, shout out to my man, my brothers, my support systems, and all my fans as well that, you know, have been here from the start. So, yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, her Latisse and her hit single Touch, she got some more music for you now. I'm definitely going to add that to the music layout. And, Definitely. I'm looking forward to doing some business with y'all.
Yes.
So I can get you in trouble. I'm already starting with you already, but hey, this is just the start. Yeah.
Just
so
the beginning.
The beginning of everything. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in to with your spare time. Mm-hmm. And what is your husband's stage name? What is his artist name?
Yes, his name is Moniro.
Okay, Moreno. Okay, that's different.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we definitely going to be...
The hottest in dancehall. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he definitely got some hot music. I'm definitely going to be tapping in with him at 4 p.m., So,
yes.
Latisse, I'm not going to hold you too long, love. And you're definitely going to tap out with this song, Touch Again, for the world to hear. Oh, yeah, and shout out to overseas, everybody that's tuning in overseas.
Yes.
UK, United Kingdom, South Africa,
mm-hmm.
You name it. All that's overseas that's tapping in with your girl. Even out to Mexico, Puerto Rico, everywhere all over the world, to Canada. Big shout out to the whole U.S. and everybody that's tuning in. And thank y'all for supporting and listening in and listening to these grateful talents and these great talents that's definitely giving y'all some music to listen to.
Thank you.
All right, now, Latisse, we definitely going to tap out like this. Go ahead with Touch, baby. Yeah.
Yes.
Honestly. Baby, it's been a while. Been missing you for get some time. Can't wait to see you later tonight to spend some quality time. Missing the way you rub on me, missing the way you touch and please me. Tonight, tonight, been waiting for a while to see what I've been missing. Let's do some reminiscing, boy. Can you tell that I've been missing? Got me in a crazy position, boy. Heavy on my mind. Baby, there's no time, no time for much relaxing. Trying to get straight through the action to the bed we lay. Sit back while I play this genuine selection. Hope you're ready for this session too. Touch me. Teacher, I've been real bad. So boy, let's play. Hands on my thighs, you know I like. Pull me closer, baby. Bend me over, hit it from the back. Make me scream your name. Having a time, coming for ride. But you're vibing in that day. Don't want this feeling to ever stop. Let's make it last while you
touch me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it was Latisse. All right, now, that lady, she got a voice of golden. So y'all definitely going to be seeing her very soon. Make sure y'all definitely be looking on the, be on the lookout for her. And, hey, it is what it is, baby, right here on 7.3. Y'all know I don't play nothing but the greatest and the best. Nothing but the greatest and the best, okay? So y'all make sure y'all tap in and definitely go follow her. All right, Latisse, yeah. Is there anything
yes.
you want to say before you?
Hello?
Yeah, is there anything you want to say to the world?
Oh, no, just thank you. And everybody go ahead and, you know, tap in to my music and stream it if you like it. Hit like, hit subscribe, and leave a comment.
All right, we got somebody in the chat, in the chat room tapping in. What's going on with you, love? We definitely about to play Latisse song one more time. So for the person that didn't hear it, hey, what's good? I don't want to say your name wrong. It's, I'm going to spell it out, Soterici, you know. Oh, the topic is about Latisse, her new song called Touch. I'm finna play it for you so you can hear it.
Honestly, baby,
us some time. Can't wait to see you later tonight to spend some quality time. Missing the way you rub on me, missing the way you touch and please me. Tonight, tonight, been waiting for a while to see what I've been missing. Let's do some reminiscing, boy. Create no vibe, sipping on this wine. Can you tell that I've been missing? Got me in a crazy position, boy. Heavy on my mind, baby, there's no time, no time for much relaxing. Trying to get straight to the action, too. To the bed we lay, sit back while I play this genuine selection. Hope you're ready for this session too. Touch me. Teacher, I've been real bad, so boy, let's play. Hands on my thighs, you know I like. Pull me closer, baby. Bend me over, hit it from the back. Make me scream your name. Having a time, coming for a ride. But you're vibing in that J. Don't want this feeling to ever stop. Let's make it last while you
touch me.
All right, Latisse, well, you about to have a call in from one of the people that's in the chat room. So I'm waiting for them to tap in right now. And we live right here on WMQP 107.3 FM. They want to ask you some questions. Okay, you definitely can call. Oh, they said they dig it. Great. Call in and you definitely can talk to her right now. And yes, this is definitely, see, this is what the show is all about, is connecting the people and the artists with the people and giving the people some music. Okay, hold on. We got caller, you live on air?
Yes, this is the guy that was in the chat. I just wanted to ask a few questions.
Oh, you got the airway, love. Go ahead.
Okay. And I'm very particular about pronouncing names, so I don't want to pronounce your name wrong. How do you pronounce your name?
Latisse.
All right, Latisse, that joint is really nice. I like the music flow. I like your voice. I like how you're able to you know, carry the music with the song. But what I wanted to know is, how hard is it to really break into the music industry? And I don't know if you're trying to, you know, be mainstream or whatever it is that you're doing, but if you could just let us know as listeners how hard it is to get put on to where your music is played and you get recognized for the work that you do. And I would also like to know, do you write your own stuff? You write your own lyrics?
Latisse? Hello, you there?
I'm sorry. I'm like, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hi. How are you? Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So for the first question in regards to how, like, trying to break into the music industry, I mean, it definitely does depend on what you are trying to do as far and how far you're trying to go. I do believe that as far as, like, I can speak on personally for myself. As I had stated earlier, I don't know if you were on then when Miss Chocolate was asking me some questions. I started, like, really taking it seriously maybe, like, 10 years ago. But also, you know, real life also plays into that as well. So, I mean, it's as hard as you kind of make it. Like, as far as, like, with the budgets and things of that nature, depending on, a lot of people are going independent nowadays, so it's going to take a little longer to get your foot in the door and get things out there. But also, it's a lot different from back then as well. We got network, like, the social network to be able to help us get us out there as well. So I think that's like top notch in getting people out there that aren't living in, like, major areas like Atlanta or LA or New York and things of that nature. So I just think it just depends on how consistent you are with getting, like, with pushing yourself and making sure you're posting certain content to get out there, or, you know, networking and going out to certain like shows and things of that nature, and just having a real good team behind you as well, and just building your fan base. So for me and what it is that I'm doing now, I'm not finding it too difficult because I'm making sure I'm taking those necessary steps to put myself out there, and then I also have a great team behind me. So that's what I can speak on as far as that, and for me personally. And then as far as my music, yes, I absolutely write all my music.
Okay, so where can I find your music? Where can I find it?
So I'm on all platforms. So you can find me on Spotify, AudioMac, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, all of those areas.
Okay, I got that. Now, let me ask you this. How would you classify your style in terms of genre? Are you R&B? Are you, I think they came up, see, I'm an old head. I'm 63 years old. So when I grew up, it was soul, pop, rock, and blues. That's all you had. I grew up with Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm just talking about female singers. I grew up with Ella Fitzgerald, Aretha Franklin, Diana Ross, Minnie Riperton. I don't even know if you know these names now.
Yes, I do.
But I'm going to throw them out there. Chaka Khan.
Yes.
You know, I go back like four flats in a Cadillac. So I know the original divas. Not the new age now, and I'm dating myself. I'm not categorizing you, but when modern day people talk about divas, I go way back. I go Billie Holiday, Aretha Franklin, Ella Fitzgerald, like I said, Diana Ross, Chaka Khan, Minnie Riperton, those type of artists. Did you receive inspiration from them? Not that you listened to them, but it just kind of came to you, kind of like just from a vision, just out of nowhere? Or where do you receive your inspiration?
So a lot of my inspiration came from, so as you spoke about, like, with your era and your genre, my era and my genres, also was, like, to Mary J. Blige, is to Escapes, to SWV.
Okay.
So we also got to remember a lot of them got their inspiration from the same women you were speaking on now. So growing up in the house, I was listening to some of those same women, Chaka Khan's, Aretha Franklin's, even down to like Miss Anita Baker, Patti LaBelle, stuff like that. So I feel like my music is like a mixture of pretty much all of that and trying to bring it more so to the modern day, but still not losing my touch from that as well, because all of them were inspirations to me.
Man, that is so good. And how long have you been singing, or how long have you been a recording artist or in the music business?
So, yes, recording started off with, like, the last 10 years. But as far as, like, singing and the music since I was a child, started off in church, like most people now, starting off in the church. That was the foundation.
And if I may say this, everybody that I mentioned, those females, all started off in church.
Absolutely.
All of
them. So it's a great respect, and it's like it's a great respect that I have for music and R&B. It has went into like a different direction, but like I said, even till today and with like today's genre, I'm pretty sure a lot of the artists that are out here will also say they're some of the same people that they grew up listening to with their parents and their grandparents, and that some way somehow they inspired them to basically make some of the music that they have now.
Okay, and I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just want to ask one more question. And
sure,
if the host
absolutely.
Would just let me stay on the line and listen, I just want to ask one more question. When you think about the old school, and you think about where you are now, do you feel like the music industry has kind of fallen back, or is it being pushed forward? Because when I listen to your song, that's not stuff that gets played mainstream. I would have never heard that unless I just popped up on this show, or you showed up on my YouTube algorithm and I clicked on it. I would have never heard it. And I love listening to the way that you sing, because it reminds me of the old school. You're not doing and I don't mean this to degrade any of the artists today, but you're not doing that pop culture thing that is like you're just trying to make something that you know is mainstream. You know this is what people are listening to. So let me write a song that has the same redundant beat, that has the same lyrics or the same subject matter, and let me just spice it up and make it sound good. You're not doing that. It sounds like you're just coming from a real rooted original base. If you could just touch on that for me.
So you're absolutely right. That's exactly where I'm coming from. And as I did say earlier, also with like Miss Chocolate, like when she was asking me to describe the song, and I said it, it's like kind of like for me, it was like a '90s feel. And just to take it just a little step further, myself and my man, we're actually sat down in the house and produced the actual track. So we were actually in our room producing that track. the background
wow.
that you hear, like the actual track, is produced by my man and then myself, and we actually sat down. Like, he was actually pushing, like, no, I need you to write something to this. Let's get it. Let's go. And so once everything was done, it was like, okay, let me sit down. Let me think about what I want to write about. And it just came to me. And that's basically with a lot of my music. A lot of the music that I write is basically based off of either personal experiences or experience of, like, people that I've been around that they may have went through, or, like, say I was on the phone with a girlfriend or something, we're just laughing and talking about something that may have, like, went on in the world, and it was like, oh, my gosh, that is so funny. Then all of a sudden the song and lyrics start popping up in my head. Now I got a song written down about, like, maybe let me think about how that person may have felt, or let me think about how I would felt if I was in that person's shoes. So it's definitely coming from more of a personal place. And the fact that I am an old soul, I will say that.
You
I'm
sound like
old
it.
School.
You sound like
I
it.
Am. I'm, and that's what I miss. So everything that you're saying, I totally get what you're saying. I totally feel exactly how you feel as well. So, yeah, everything that I basically write is from a personal standpoint or someone that I know personally that somebody may have went through, and then I'll put it in terms of, like, well, if I went through that, how would I feel? Then here's the word. Like, I don't even know where it comes from. I'm going to say it comes from God, because it's just like, wow, where did these words even come from? Like, where did this even come from? I never even knew I really had this talent until, like I said, 10 years ago, like, my brother forced me, and he was like, no, we're doing this. Like, you have a talent, you have a gift, you need to put that out there for the world to be able to hear and, you know, and sing. And so that's what I've basically been sticking to since then. So thank you.
Okay.
And thank you
yeah,
for
Yeah, you're
that.
Very welcome. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. I really appreciate that. I won't keep you any longer because I know Miss Chocolate got to do the rest of her show. So I wish I could talk to you longer because I have so many things I want to ask you. Only because I'm fascinated with the music industry, being as old as I am. And I know that you know all the inner workings of that. So
yes.
I'm trying to get the tea on it just so that when I speak on, Michael Jackson and the Isley Brothers and whoever, I can be like, oh yeah, I got to connect. And here's what they told me without mentioning no names, just saying, here's what they told me. Here's how it works. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that. And I wish you the best of
you.
I'm not gonna
thank
wish
you
luck because you don't need luck. you have a beautiful voice, and I'm glad to hear that your significant other is involved in the production, and I think you guys
thank
are making
you.
A great team and gonna make it work and just move forward.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes. All right.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in, love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Miss Chocolate, for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You're
that.
Welcome, love.
All right.
So y'all heard it right here on WMQP 107.3 on the Miss Chocolate Show, and we're going to play Touch one more time for everybody that's tuning in all over the world.
Honestly. Honestly, maybe it's been a while, been missing you for some time. Can't wait to see you later tonight to spend some quality time. Missing the way you rub on me, missing the way you touch and please me.
got me thinking about what I'm gonna do next. Striptease, lap dance, you know I like, you know I like,
you know I like it when we role play.
You can be the teacher, I've been real bad. So boy, let's play. Hands on my thighs, you know I like. Pull me closer, baby. Bend me over, hit it from the back. Make me scream your name. Having a time, coming for ride. But you're vibing in that chain. Don't want this feeling to ever stop.
Let's make it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Latisse, that's L-A-T-E-I-S-H. And I got to get to the next show. It starts at 4 p.m., so I have another act coming on to do a live interview. This is a reggae artist, and he is on fire. Y'all definitely don't want to miss this, because this song called Cups Up going to definitely have you turned up. And it's a good reggae song, definitely reggae tone and everything. So people that like good music, definitely tap in and listen in. And I appreciate everybody for turning in the show. But I got to go because I got to air at 4 p.m. to do this live interview. And I appreciate the live caller for calling in. And we definitely going to keep it moving, okay? So y'all call back and listen in for the next live interview, all right? Holla at your girl, Miss Chocolate, on WMQP 107.3 FM, baby.